Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. It's an early show today. Not much advertisement. They're with me in the sound room here is Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, man. It's good to be on the show.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, buddy. I see Miss Ruth Ann hasn't walked in the studio yet. She'll be joining us. And Master Tyler, he's nowhere. Actually, Tyler might be still trying to get out of the base where he's up there in Minot. So I'm not sure if Tyler will be jumping in with us today or not. But hey, we're here, right, Johnny? We're here, you and me. We could do the show together.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today, Johnny. You know, one of the hidden dangers in trucking, you know, John, we've talked about so many things in trucking. I want to tell you, on this show, and you're new to the show, and I know you know of the show, like everybody out there hopefully knows about Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, but we've talked about such things as bad weather, you know, the dangers of trucking in weather. We've talked about four-wheelers, the dangers of four-wheelers cutting you up. We've talked about, you know, truckers and their jobs, and we've talked about truckers in sinkholes and truckers in Alaska and, you know, everything trucker. I mean, we've talked about dangerous truckers being murdered, found in dumpsters. We've talked about truckers, you know, there's a big I don't know how many times a year truckers are found in their trucks. You know, some of them are old. They have a heart attack while they're in there sleeping and they die, you know, many times. And you know, here we are now and we're talking about a very sensitive subject. Okay. And because not only are there a lot of dangers to truckers, John, but there's a lot of dangers to other people from certain truckers themselves, you know. So like I said, on Talk CDL, we talk about everything. Like, we've got good truckers and we got bad truckers and we call them all out. But today we're talking about a very sensitive subject, and that's child molesters. And, you know, just because you have a Class A CDL and you've been checked out and you might not even have a criminal background doesn't mean that you are not a danger to the public. And so we've got an article about that. I know we'll try to make light of it. And if you're out there listening to the show and you get offended by certain conversations, turn us off, because we are not politically correct here. And we absolutely do not hold anything back here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. So I'm going to cut the commercial and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to actually, you know, let me do what Tyler normally does. And let me tell everybody how they can find us. All our platforms, iTunes. I think we got about 200 episodes on iTunes, give or take an episode. I don't even hardly listen to the episodes, but you know, probably got about 200 of those. And the reason I don't listen to them, John, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I might hate me. I'm my worst critic, man. I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's horrible. It's like, you know, you take a road test and you grind a gear or something like that because you're all nervous in front of everybody. I'll be listening to the show and I'll go, boy, I sound like a douchebag. So you know what? I will not listen to my show too much. So that's just me.
Well, you know, I've listened to some of your episodes and I have to agree with you.
Yeah, I'm a douchebag. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Anyways, you know, douchebag has a use. Okay,
it's
a cleansing product. Maybe that's me. Anyways. So look, iTunes is one of our platforms you can be found on. Android, Stitcher, we are on TalkCDL.com. And listen, everybody really communicates. They send us messages and everything through Facebook.com/TalkCDL. And we really do thank everybody for the amount of people and the hellos and the thank yous. And you guys are doing a great job. I mean, we get so much of that. I mean, I wish I would get, like, maybe every now and then somebody saying, hey, you guys suck. You know, I don't get that ever. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm such a bully on the show. They're afraid of me or something. But honestly and truly, we never get that. It's such an honor to be out there with our brothers and sister truckers and knowing that it's actually a warm welcome and everybody really likes the topics and the things we get in. And I think they really – what they get off on here, John, is the fact that we don't – and this is what I started off by saying – we don't hold back. I mean, we don't curse a lot on the show or anything like that. And I use the word douchebag. Hopefully nobody's offended by that. But the bottom line is, you know, we really keep it clean, but the subjects can really get heated, like yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, absolutely. Some people may get offended out there. Some might not. Like you said, you can always turn off the show. But, you know, we don't hold back because obviously, what we talk about are important issues, and
they're real issues.
Yeah, they're real issues.
They're not; they're important and they're real. It's not a made up issue.
No, you're right.
So we just, I kind of let the, you know, like yesterday, Tyler was getting so heated, you know, about talking about the protesters and everything, and I was getting ready to say, hey, Tyler, man, you're gonna offend people, and I realized, you know what? It's the show, man. It's got to go the way the show goes. You start editing the show and telling people not to say certain things. You know, we just try not to do a lot of cursing on the show and stuff like that. That's really one of my big things, you know.
Hey, if anyone out there was offended by Tyler, I just want you to know that he offends me all the time, too.
Yeah, he's an offensive little son of a gun.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, it's good. And we could say that since he's not here.
No, absolutely.
That's exactly.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, he probably is. All right, let's cut the commercial.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Well, all right. Welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and I've got...
Johnny!
Big John.
That's great. Big Johnny.
Yeah, you know what, John? If you were out on the road, would that be your handle, Big Johnny?
I'd probably think of something better.
Like, yeah, something better than Big Johnny.
I like Johnny Big Rig.
Johnny, you know, but do you know that the name Big Rig is like so taken? It's so worn out.
Is it really?
Yeah, Billy Big Rig, Bobby. I think there's an actual guy that has the name Bobby Big Rig actually, what's the word, copyrighted. Literally, I think, yeah, that's how much it's used. I don't know if he's got his own show or a cartoon or whatever the hell
I think that maybe we should have people call in with suggestions. What do you
think? Yeah, but you might not like the suggestions.
They're better than the ones you guys came up with.
Well, you know, honestly and truly, I'm the one that comes up with the good ones.
So. Define good.
It's Bobby Big Rig. All right, well, listen, I want to just get this show kicked off. Like we said in the beginning, we were talking about the hidden dangers in trucking, and sometimes a truck driver really isn't really a truck driver. You know, just because he has a Class A CDL and he's out there sharing the road with us, just because you're out there sharing the road with us, if you're out there doing something really raunchy to make the rest of us look bad, at me personally as a trucker, okay, I grew up in the trucking family. I talk about it all the time. Jude Hefner, my grandfather, 52-year owner-operator, taught me how to drive a tractor trailer. He respected the road. He worked on his own trucks. I learned from the old timer, and I'm telling you right now, if there's a trucker out there and he's called a trucker and he's molesting little kids, and that's what we're talking about here today, truckers that are into kiddie porn that molest the whole nine yards, it's a subject because I got a lot of it here, let me tell you that, to talk about. If that guy is out there, he's not a trucker. He's not my brother trucker. I'm going to tell you, John, what do you think of that? Is he your brother? That's not my brother.
Oh, no. Scum of the earth. I want to make it clear, though, that we're talking about a very small percentage of people. And by the way, this crosses all social strata. The rich, the poor, black, white, doesn't matter. You know, if you look at the statistics, child molesters, doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, Troy, just look at what happened, a couple days ago. Old Anthony Weiner, the politician.
That guy's just nuts.
I know.
What's wrong with him?
He got popped again. Pop goes the Weiner. Second time
Pop
around.
Pop goes,
you know,
the
Weiner. I mean?
Yeah, I like that. Pop goes the Weiner. He's going to jail this time, isn't he? Isn't it like a little kid he was sending dirty pictures?
It's a 15-year-old girl that he was sexting.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is, I've been in the church a long time. I've dealt with, you know, child molesters. That have come in and you know, have actual mugshots, the whole nine yards. And you know what? When you deal with them, they all have that same attitude of, first off, it was the victim's fault. Second off, they're going to do it again. I mean, didn't Anthony Weiner get like in trouble for doing the sex thing with somebody else in front of the world? He's a politician. And now he can't control himself. He's out there doing it with little kids now. This guy is a guy that needs to be locked up. When you get to that point where, hey, you've got some little Jimmy on your mind, okay, and you can't stop thinking about little kids or whatever. I don't know. Is the guy a pervert? I mean, if you're sexting little kids and you knew it, well, I got to tell you, there's, and again, you know, I don't know. Did the guy know he was texting and sexting? Is it called sexting?
Sexting, yeah. He actually admitted to it. He didn't even deny it. He's a freaking scumbag. And let me tell you something. I've dealt with these scumbags firsthand.
Yeah.
And you know this to be true because way back when, I worked for Children and Youth Services up in Pennsylvania. And I was a child abuse investigator.
Child molester. What were you? What were you doing, child?
I guess you want to see what can happen with this microphone. Because believe me, I can hide it in different places.
Okay. Yeah. Let's, go ahead. Just keep going, Big John.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I dealt with these scumbags every day. And let me tell you something. They don't get any better. They get worse. You got these bleeding heart liberals out there who think that everyone can be fixed. And, oh, the poor guy, it happened to him when he was a kid. I don't care. Okay, I don't care whether it happened to him or not. I feel bad for the guy. I'll pray for the guy. You know, I hope that he repents.
But we'll also make him a cake while he's in prison. John, let's go ahead and read the article because we're talking about truckers here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But here's the article. It starts off by saying CDA trucker pleads guilty to molesting seven boys. And you notice the child molester is always molesting little boys. You don't see them molesting little girls as much. I mean, it does still happen with little girls, but it seems like every time you see it in the paper or the news, whoever the molester is, and you're right, it doesn't just go, it's not just in trucking, but you know, trucking's our world, obviously. So that's what we're here to talk about.
Right.
So here's what it says. It says a Cordelon, or I guess that's how you pronounce it, French, long-haul truck driver pleaded guilty Wednesday to molesting seven boys between the ages of 8 and 14. Kevin Gerard Sloniker faces a prison term of up to seven consecutive life sentences. And I got to say something. Just because he got seven life sentences, I got to almost do the audience clap. Listen to this. Yes, good for him. He's made it. He's made it to his destination. Seven consecutive lives in prison. Mr. Sloniker, he's now going to become...
Well, you know what that means, seven life sentences. That means he'll be out in like five.
In five life sentences?
No, in about 5 years.
Okay, well, you know, whatever the system is, but he's going away, which is good, and hopefully, Lord willing, he'll stay there. It says he accepted a plea deal in a hearing before First District Judge Cynthia Meyer, Sloniker, 30, he's only 30, answered guilty as Meyer read each of the seven counts he sent. He then described his hand to genital contact with each of the victims. He befriended them as like a youth camp director, counselor, whatever. So he kind of, and here's the other thing. Here's a guy that had, he was like a youth director somewhere, and the guy basically had power over them. You know what I mean? If he's a counselor, so that's even the worst part. He used his power.
Well, that's what they do. They always do that. And by the way, I think I just threw up in my mouth. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, these people make me sick. It says one boy said he attended over at the place that he was at, this academy, that Sloniker was involved with, a youth group of boys who attended the K through 12 school in Post Falls. This is up in Wisconsin. Sloniker also taught boys how to be altar boys through the Guide of St. Stephen, an international organization of altar servers, investigators learned. Witnesses told investigators Sloniker liked to spend time with kids much younger than him and would buy them lavish gifts. One boy told a detective Sloniker took him on a long trip in his truck through seven states and sexually assaulted him repeatedly during the journey. Some parents told police. And, you know, I got to stop right there. You know, if you're a young boy, let me see. It said some witnesses. Well, how old did it say that kid was that took Sloniker? But these are
seven.
Did it say seven? It said
seven.
It said go back to that real quick, because it said spent time with him. One boy told. OK, so it doesn't say, it says one boy told him that he took him on a long trip. So here's what would be my entire thought on this. Who gave that little boy permission to go with him?
Yeah, like who says, hey, Johnny, why don't you jump in the truck with this guy that we barely know and go on a long-distance trip, and maybe you can sleep in his double-bunk condo?
You know, honestly, John, I'm not sure, though, if you think about it, maybe he did get to know the parents, and the parents actually did trust him.
I don't care. There's no way in hell I would let my kid go out on the road with some trucker.
Yeah, even if I'm being honest with you, I know you, Johnny, and if you said, hey, I want to take your seven-year-old kid with on a trip, I know you, what, 20-some years? John, I wouldn't let you do it. In fact, I would go to Ruth Ann, and I'd be like, John just asked to take our kid on a trip with him. I mean,
yeah, that would be weird.
It would be weird. It would be weird.
If it's a family trip and you're bringing, you know, the kids, you're bringing your kids, you're bringing your wife and your girlfriend along at the same time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hope the wife's not with
me. Yeah. Did you bring your wife and your girlfriend with you?
No, you know, that's usually not a good idea. And truckers, by the way, I don't care if you got the best condo in the world. I don't care what the pet and rider policy is. Don't bring both at the same time. It doesn't work.
You mean the wife and the girlfriend?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but not little Johnny.
No.
Yeah, because I can't. Johnny. Yeah. So anyways, so it says the charges stem from investigations by the Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls Police Departments. Sloniker was arrested on a warrant September 14th in Menomonee. If that's how you pronounce that, Menomonee, Wisconsin, and extradited to Kootenai County, where he was booked in the jail October 9th. In a police interview, Sloniker said he wanted to help for an addiction. He wanted help, rather, for an addiction. Now, listen to this. I can't even believe I'm about to read this. This guy wants help because he has an addiction to touching young boys. A police detective said in the court filings. Come on, man.
Addiction, so, really?
Yeah, it's he Joneses. That means he Joneses. This guy, can you imagine this guy in public? You don't even know you're walking your kids in the mall, and right, there's Sloniker, you know, behind you. You know, he can't stand it. He might even, I wonder how many people he's goosed, you know, just in the parking lot, just a little bump in, you know. This guy makes me sick. What do you call those guys? Diddlers, isn't it?
They're diddlers.
Yeah, isn't that? That's an actual proper term. Is it diddler?
Well, you know, it's if you Google it, it's out of the Urban Dictionary. I'm not sure it'll come out of Webster's, but yeah, a diddler is it? Well, I can't really tell you. I mean, well, you know, figure it out.
Why don't you pull it up on your phone while we're doing this and look up diddling? Can you pull it up on your phone?
Sure.
Yeah, pull it up and then we'll read it. Yeah, you know, hey John, here's what I was thinking, and it was in the write up on the air or on the show today. Think about this for a second. Now, what more perfect cloak? And it's almost, trucking can become a cloak. can it, John?
Well, absolutely. First of all, you got that condo with the back. You're going all over the place. You know, you've heard of serial killers that are truck drivers. And, you know, they go from place to place. They're hard to catch because they're in one state one day and they're in the next state the next. Talk about a good cloak, place to stash the kid in the back. It's disgusting, man.
You know, I agree with you. You know, it's just like murders. You know how many serial killers are on the road right now that the FBI has been looking for? And some of them, they believe, are long-haul truckers. Because
right.
how much easier is it to kill somebody when you're in one state one day and another state in another day? And it's the same with child molesting. Some of these guys, you know, they could be in a diner or whatever and end up picking up some kid and doing their thing. I mean, it's really horrible. You know, the things. And here's something else I wanted to read. And this is how prevalent.
I got Diddler. You want me to read it?
Go ahead, read Diddler.
Okay, hold on. Diddler, one who thinks sexually unlawful things about children, derived from kitty diddler. One actually doesn't have to touch a child to be a diddler. Anyone who promotes, is involved in, or looks at child pornography can be considered a diddler.
Diddler. Break 1-9. You got the diddler here. I can't even imagine that. And, you know, here, I was going to say this before. In the church, I've literally sat and spoke with them. I actually had to have one guy. I actually had to ask him to leave. And we told him, hey, we'll study at your house with you if you really are interested in the church. But this is not going to be for you. This guy, we would literally be in there having lunch because we have a lunch about every Sunday. And somebody would say, hey, Bob's out there in the parking lot, and he's sitting with, like, two kids that are four, and Bob was like 65.
Okay,
he did not socialize with any adults. He was always trying to hang around with the kids.
Now listen, I know you're much more forgiving than I am, but I kicked him out. I'd probably say, hey buddy, let's go to the range, do a little target practice. I'll tell you what, can you go down and set the targets up for me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right,
honestly, and you know, right. Honestly, it does cross your mind, but you know, I sat and talked with this guy, and I just want to say that now, he wasn't a trucker. This guy was, you know what this guy was? He was an ex-chief of police.
Are you kidding?
I would not kid about that. I kid a lot, but that's not a joke.
God.
I'm not going to say his name.
Horrible.
Anyway, very horrible. This guy is actually, I think he's actually deemed, you have molester and then you have predator.
Predator, child predator.
Pretty sure he's a predator. Right. So anyways, here's a guy, he wasn't a trucker, but he was an ex-chief of police. And I said to him, and we were talking about it, and you know what his excuse was? It was the girl's fault. He somehow like he was allowing he was kind of like a landlord out in the country, and like he found this poor family and he gave them one of his places to live. And guess one of the reasons I believe is because they had a cute little kid, and this was a girl.
They always blame the kid. Oh, you should have seen the way she was dressed. You know, she shouldn't have put so much makeup on.
Well,
how was I supposed to know she was five? She looked at least six.
Yeah, exactly. But guess what? He said like he had. There was some champagne on the counter, and he had her at his house, right? And he was in there taking a shower, and she must have got a little tipsy, and then things happened when he came out of the shower. He's 65. She was maybe 14 at the time, 13. And the little girl told us that he kind of would threaten the parents to kick them out because they had no money. So she was afraid to say no to the guy. It was kind of a weird power situation he had over them.
It always is. It's sick.
Almost like this one that we just read about, this trucker.
Right.
He was a trucker, but he was also a youth counselor, and he would use that counseling to be able to, you know, if kids look up to you and they know, okay, if Counselor Bob says something, I got to do it. So next thing you know, come in here, blah, blah, blah. You know what's going on. So anyways, look, I wanted to read a couple other articles here, John, real quick before we end the show.
Sure.
And there was – I looked up – just for the heck of it, I just Googled – you ever see that show what the heck's it called? Where they look up videos and stuff like that, and they play them on the air. It's the guy's a host. He wears a baseball hat. What's that called? It's
America's Funniest Home Video.
No. It's a newer show
that.
On one of the smaller channels. What the heck is that show called? It's just one word. It's something a mania or something like that or whatever. And they look up. They'll Google like a couple words. Weird.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, well, so
yeah,
I did what they did.
Right.
I Googled trucker molester. You know, and here's what I came up with. Articles out the gazoo.
There's a bunch.
Well, listen to this. Delaware trucker arrested in Pittston Township on child pornography charges. Number two, Florida trucker wanted on child pornography charges is arrested near Alexandria. Number three, trucker arrested in SA on child porn charges. Number four, trucker accused of keeping sex slaves in semi arrested in Minnesota. Number five, trucker arrested in porn charges in Panima, North Dakota. Number six, vampire trucker strikes plea deal on child porn charges. Number seven, trucker gets 11 years in federal prison for, and this is on the first page, for child pornography. Number 12, Navastosia truck driver charged with producing child porn. 13, trucker sentenced to 17 years. 14, Bunnell truck driver arrested in child porn. That it was literally 14 in a row on first page. So what I would tell everybody is, no matter what the profession, but we deal with truckers here on this show. And sure, for the most part, look, our brothers and sisters that are out there driving a truck, we don't associate you guys with the truck drivers that are doing this. I want you to know that they are not in our category. If you're listening to this show and you guys are angry at the show, let it be known that you guys and us, we're truckers that don't do these things. But if you're a truck driver out there and you're secretly out there driving around looking at little Jimmy and all that other crap, guess what? I can't wait till you get caught.
Yeah, like we said, it's a very small fraction of a percent, but it's not just truckers. We're not just picking on truckers with this. It crosses all social lines, rich, poor, black, white, doesn't matter. So obviously, you know, you're going to have some truckers thrown into the mix too, but it's a unique situation with a trucker, because of them traveling from place to place to place and having the ability to stash someone in the back.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been many articles and many things out there we haven't even talked about, but we had one show where there was a lady chained in a cab over for like 6 months, and she was just his slave, and he did what he wanted with her. There's been so many instances where what I don't call a trucker, a guy with a CDL posing as a trucker, did a lot of damage to people.
Wait, that lady chained up, wasn't that Tyler's truck?
Yeah, that was Tyler's truck.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's where he's at.
Yeah. I hope he has the key.
Yeah. So anyways, John, I think we should wrap this show up. You know, it's Thursday. We wanted to have an early show. Tyler wasn't around. Ruth Ann was supposed to come in, but she never made it in. I mean, I have no idea. Let me see if I can get a hold of her and get her back in the studio.
Well,
she's in the building.
I did want to mention one other scary thing. Have you ever pulled up the map for these scumbags, the child predators? I don't care what neighborhood you live in. It looks like a shotgun blast of red. Did you ever see that? Please tell me you pulled it up.
Well, I have in this area where we're at.
Frightening.
In Citrus County, Florida. Mm-hmm. I think we pulled up a 10-mile radius, and it's over 200. Over 200.
I know. It's insane.
Yeah.
Isn't
that nuts?
It really is.
Well, so, I mean, so, and look, just think about this. How many truckers... Google this. How many truckers are in the United States of America? How many long-haul truckers in the United States of America? Is there a million? Is there 2 million? I don't even know that number. But if you got to realize if there's a percent just in this small neighborhood of people that are doing it, how many are actually out there driving a truck that really are not truckers? I know my brothers and sisters that are good truckers. If they knew somebody that was a trucker, what do you got?
3.5 million.
Okay, so you got to know that even if it's a small percentage, there's a lot of them out there. That means there's some of them that are around us at all time. And so what we got to know is, okay, be vigilant. You know, it's an issue we wanted to talk about. Hope we didn't dance around it. Hopefully we didn't offend anybody. And again, you know, we really don't care about the offending part. I mean, I hate to sound mean towards anybody. You know, it's something that should be talked about. And Trucker Bob, or whatever your name is, if you're out there right now and you're flipping through little kitty pictures, honestly, I can't wait till the day you're caught, because you are really not a trucker. You don't belong being a trucker. In fact, you know, John, I seen somebody asked a question online today. How comes somebody that is a child molester, a predator, that is literally has the registration of one at a certain level, how are they even able to get a Class A CDL? CDL is a federal card that you carry in your wallet. So how in the world can an actual trucker obtain one? Now, look, I do think that there should be different levels. Seriously. Now, I'll give you an example. 19-year-old Jimmy is dating 16-year-old Jennifer. Parents are pissed off. They get him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he ends up getting to have to register as a sex offender because they go through the channels. But you know what I mean? And she's saying, hey,
yeah, but you know, where do you draw the line? There's like a gray area.
Well, there's gotta be that line.
You keep going up and you know,
there's gonna
suddenly
be...
it's a 24-year-old with your 17-year-old.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So, you know, and it is what it is, you know, they're dating, whatever the case is. Okay. So I'm not saying that guy should not be able to get a class A CDL, but you get a guy that seriously, like this guy here, seven kids, and he got seven life sentences. And like you said, he'll be out in 5 years. So in 5 years, should he be able to get his CDL back?
Hell no.
I agree with that.
That guy should never drive again. In fact, you know, when this guy gets caught, I'd rather have him caught at a truck stop by a bunch of truckers because they will kick his ass. And you know that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I believe some would, and I believe some would turn their backs, but I really believe that it would disgust any of the good truckers, you know, to know that the guy sitting next to them in the parking lot is an actual child molester. Hey, guess who's walking into the studio?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
There goes the neighborhood.
Here comes the lady. Woo! What's up there, Ruth Ann? Come on over here.
Let's get a woman's perspective.
Hey, say hi to the folks out there in Truckerland.
Hello.
Hello. So what's up with you today, Miss Ruth Ann? You know, you missed a good show today. We were talking about diddlers. And not hey diddle diddle the cat and
not to be confused with fiddlers.
Yeah. So what's up with you, girl? She's actually, just so in case everybody out there is listening, she's in here eating peanut M&Ms, so she really can't even talk.
And you didn't bring any extras, really?
No.
You'll never get them off of her.
I can see that.
I like my M&M.
All right. Well, look, we're about to wrap up the show. I'd ask Ruth Ann for some final thoughts, but do you have any thoughts on truckers? And Ruth Ann, what we were saying at the show here today was most truckers are good people. They're good-hearted. But then you got some guys out there, I don't call them a trucker. They got a Class A CDL, and they're using their CDL as a cloak to hurt little kids. And that is something that is going on more than people like to even know. In fact, most people, I believe, want to turn their back to it, especially when they know there's one in their own family. What do you think, Ruth Ann? Come on, here she comes. All right. Miking up.
Well, I think that's someone that's really actually a mastermind, because what they've done is they really thought of what they can do to fall into what their lust is and to go to the extent of becoming a professional driver and doing the job just so that you can be a fiddler or diddler. Sorry.
Now, if he's playing the violin, he's actually a fiddling diddler.
So if he's up on the rooftop, would that be a diddler on the roof?
He knows diddly
laugh.
Squat, I swear.
Not a funny, you know, funny.
Diddly squat.
Yeah. Diddly. Yeah. If he's squatting, I guess. Diddly.
So what if I don't know diddly? Is that anything of it? No, that's not.
No.
He don't know diddly.
Yeah.
I don't know a diddly.
Okay.
I don't know a diddler.
I'm like I said, I hope I never meet a diddler, but I've met some, you know, in a sense that, you know, I just knew in passing. So, you know, it is what it is, guys. Again, it's a subject that we're dealing with here, and we may have more in the future. Big John, what do you think? Should we wrap this show up?
Yeah, I think we should. And in closing, I think the only cure for a child molester is a 9mm.
Really? So that is the only cure?
No, a 45 would work, too.
I was going to say a 45, personally. Yeah, 45 has a chance of a survival rate.
So you're saying just take them out on the range?
No, absolutely. Have them put the targets up for you. Yeah. Can you hang these for me, buddy?
My favorite is when you jump into Citizen X. Where it was over in Europe.
Yeah, Citizen X.
Yeah, you know,
Chikatilo.
Yeah, right. I like idealism on to take care of a person like that.
What about this person?
No. That's a monk, or not a monk, though.
You know what? Castration is not going to stop them. I think they should castrate, cut their arms and legs. And take the.
Well, I fantasize and basically, if I find out that it's not my kids, yeah, I want to literally grab them.
You know about that poly.
I'm with you.
And you know about the poly clasp. You know, they have the law. And there was another one. I can't remember if it was poly clasp or the one in California, but I seen a show on it where they had the molester on. And he literally got out of prison. This is not a word of life. He gets out of prison and he tells the judge, I would like to be castrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And he said, listen, if you let me out, I'm going to molest again. They said, we can't keep you here. He was begging them to castrate him. He gets out within a week, kidnaps one of those girls. It's a very famous case. Kills her and buries. In fact, he was the guy, if you remember, he walked into a house. There was three girls having a slumber party. The mom was sleeping. And he tied the two girls up and took the one, raped her, and buried her in a small ditch on the side of the road. And they ended up getting him that night.
Right.
Yep. And the reason they knew this guy was just left out in the area. It was obvious, hey, this guy that was saying he will molest again, he's in the neighborhood. This is where he was left out at. Girl goes missing. Boom. Two and two together.
Like, he warns them ahead of time. Look, if you let me out, I'm going to do it again, unless you remove my junk.
And here's what I would tell you. If you think about this, this is a guy that was really telling the world, I cannot stop it. It's like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that a human can't change. Okay. With the help of God. Other than that, they ain't changing. But this guy was saying, listen, I am addicted to doing this crap, and nobody would listen. And that's probably the worst part, is that he, like you said, he told him, I'm on my way to do it again. That's sick. So let's wrap it up. Do you got any final thoughts?
Sure. If your kid goes over to a friend's house and he sleeps over there.
Trucker Bob.
And he comes back with a new PlayStation and he's having trouble sitting down, you might have a problem.
Oh, God, that's pretty harsh. Well,
just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he. All right, well, listen, like I tell everybody, if we're alive tomorrow, God willing, we're going to get up, we're going to do the show again. As far as child molesters and truckers go, you know, I don't consider somebody with a child molesting history to be a trucker. I just consider that a pervert with a CDL. That's all that is to me. I don't in any way have
a scumbag.
I don't put him in the same class as my trucker brothers and sisters. It's a pervert with a CDL. And you're right. You know, if you're a parent, I don't care. Even if you know the guy, like I said, John, I know you a long time. And if you asked me if you could take my kid on a trip with you, guess what? My reaction would be, John wants to take little Bobby, you know. So bottom line is, keep your kids away from any adult. Any adult that is got a yearning to be around a child alone with that kid, I'm telling you right now, that's a sure red flag. I don't care how much you trust the adult. Your kid is way worth not messing his brain up for the rest of his life with some pervert touching him.
Don't take any chances.
And Trucker Bob, if you're out there, really, honestly, doing something like that, like I said, I can't wait till you get caught so I can make fun of you and I could wave to you while you're in prison. Ruthann, you got any final thoughts for the people out there?
Oh, I have lots of thoughts, but unfortunately, they're not going to be final. So.
Yeah, her thoughts just go on and on. Okay, well, listen, we're going to wrap this show up. Good night. God bless. We'll see you again. Praise the Lord.